Okay, you ready?
Yeah, you can just use all that. It's great
content. I know, I've already asked Jordan if he's ready like 4 times, but...
Yeah, still ready.
We were going to record this the other day, and I was like, we need to remember to do this before our wedding because I want to look back and be able to listen to this and be like, oh my God, that was us, you know, 5 days before we were married. And that's... We haven't recorded a podcast in so long that I was like, we need to do this. How fun.
I think the last time was probably with Ryan, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. The financial episode one. Yeah. Yeah. I know. So I was like, we need to do this because imagine we can listen back to it when we're like on our 10-year anniversary or 20-year or 30-year and or with our little chicken nuggets and say, these were your parents.
Yeah.
They were so cool. And they still are cool, by the way. Not just saying. They're still freaking cool. But Jordan was saying he likes my new space because I am in my new studio.
It's very
and
pretty.
I don't have all my signage up yet. I don't have the lighting 100% correct yet just because the space is just different. So if you're like seeing shadows or different things like that, that's why if you're on YouTube, because I can't quite get the lighting right, but we're working on it. We're working
figured on out.
It. We'll figure it out. But today I wanted to record an episode pre-wedding because 5 days from now we're going to be married and we're going to be in Arizona. We've been scrounging around today.
Yes.
We are packing everything because we fly to Arizona tomorrow. And yeah, we got our eyebrows done today, as you can tell. Mine are usually a little bit too dark. I love Miranda, but she does it so that I can have them for 5 ever. So the first day, sometimes I look a little crazy, but she's the best at my brows. So, okay. And your brows look slay too, baby.
And I'm the one that introduced you to Miranda, by the way.
Yeah, I know. By the way, you can own that. You can own that, whatever.
I've known Miranda for 7 years now.
Okay, well, I've known her for 5 since I know you. 4. So 4, whatever.
4.
Why 4?
Because you had to wait a year to trust me before you took any of my advice.
Yeah, whatever. But literally, that's actually such a funny like brag because I stole your eyebrow lady.
Yeah.
Like
well, I stole Jordan, your hair guy.
Yeah, true. Okay, yeah, actually that's
so
true. But
it evens out.
Yeah, I stole Jordan's eyebrow lady. You stole my hair guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we work. But we've been dating for over 5 years. We were engaged for 2.5. I feel like a lot of people ask, why did we wait so long? Do you want to answer that first?
To get married.
To get married.
Actually get married?
Yeah.
Well, when we got engaged, we said we didn't want to rush. And then when we were actually in the mood to start looking at venues and figuring out what we wanted to do, the priority was doing it the way that we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And we prioritized a fall wedding. We took a little bit to decide where we wanted to get married. So by the time that we figured out where we wanted to get married, it being in the fall... I think we started looking at venues maybe like springtime of 2023 or no, maybe 2024. Anyways, by the time we could figure out when we wanted to get married, all the venues are booked up for, they're over a year in advance nowadays, which is pretty crazy.
That is
so
crazy.
Yeah. I mean, like literally when we looked in, I think it was like March when I was there,
yeah,
I think I was in Arizona for a Waste Management Open. So maybe February. It was booking till October of the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So just by happenstance, yeah. Or no, two years out.
2 years
that's
out,
what it was.
Actually. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I still had a whole year to plan my bachelor party.
Yeah, so. That's right. Oh my God.
It was partially crazy. Us being patient, but also having to just deal with like how crazy it is getting married nowadays.
And to be real, like why rush? Like we weren't in a rush. There's reasons to rush. I
understand
that.
You were 26?
26. Wait, how old am 5. I? 28. I'm 28 right now.
You're 28? Get no.
Don't shut your little fucking yapper. I was 26 when I got engaged. And I honestly, like, I just wasn't in a rush. You weren't in a rush. We weren't in a rush. Like, we were just like, let's just enjoy this season. We had other things, like priorities, which I actually think is okay. We were just prioritizing work and trying to figure out where we wanted to be and like where our careers would be and all these things. And I think that's why we waited. So I want to go back like a little bit because some people are new and I want to just like tell them some things about us. People always ask where we met, but we want to talk about like, how did you know? And like, what was different? I got some questions that people wrote in. So I'll try to mix those in instead of like doing them rapid fire. But we met at technically on the lake. Actually, we'd met on the lake.
Not technically. We did.
We did. Whatever. Mr. Technical. I'm like the dreamer. He's like the literal person.
Oh, we did. That's where we met. We met on my boat on the lake.
True. But we saw each other.
I saw you.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I don't think you'd.
Well, I saw you. For
you sure. Wouldn't have gone out of your way to invite me to do something if I
no,
I hadn't. Yeah,
no. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, if a guy...
We went to Sophie's last workout class at Alter. And I saw you and I texted Sophie and said, hey, I'd love to have you and your friend out on the boat tomorrow.
So sly. Literally the next day or whatever. I remember I was like, I'm not going unless I can bring my friend and all of her friends because I was like not trying to date because it was COVID. And number two, it was my friend Emma's birthday. And we were like, we're going, it's either all of us or none of us.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. And I'm like, all right, he's chill. Let's go. And we get on the boat and we surfed and we hung out and it was cold because it was May.
You remember the song that we played all day?
Yes. Oh my God, I can hear it in my head. It was my song.
You just said it. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was thinking, trying to think of the chorus. Yes.
By Kyle. Then,
yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. And who showed you that song?
Well, you did.
Me. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're in a little who showed you who and did what song or war right now. But anyway, that's how we met. And the rest was kind of history because of COVID, honestly, I think. We just were like, we're close. Like restaurants to go to.
There wasn't a lot to do that summer. It was
not really.
Like you could, in Minnesota, you could be outside either golfing or on the lake. Those are really your two options. Or I guess like out at public parks. I remember going to the park, Gold Medal Park with Ross and getting Young Joni pizza.
Oh my God, Young Joni.
Takeout because like people just wanted to be outside. So I think that summer, I remember Mason and I look back, we spent like over 100 hours on the lake.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I was with you. It was like
all we wanted to do or all you could do because it was the only thing you could go out and do. We couldn't travel, couldn't do anything.
Zip over to Byerly's, get like cheese, meats, fruits, and then go on the lake. A lot of
Culver's
for like
that year too.
10 hours and a lot of Culver's. Yes. It was funny though, because the first time you had me come over, it was like a business meeting though. Remember that?
Well, I mean, yes, but when we were on the boat for the first day, you had not started your job at Lifetime yet. And I was very recently at a new startup. And we were talking business and you were just talking about like how to prioritize things and do all that stuff. And so I was like, oh, I can help you with that. We got nothing better than when you come over Monday or something. Mm-hmm. We'll do a charcuterie board. And
no, that was two different times.
No.
Yes, it was.
I don't think so.
I think it was because you had me over. It was like very cash. We were trying to like do work stuff. And then I left and you're like, okay, well, do you want to come over for like a real date? And that's when the entire Byerly's meat and cheese section was on the counter. It was the cutest thing. And like four bottles of wine, I'm pretty sure. Cause you were like, I don't know what we'll drink or how much I'll drink. I remember. And, we hung out and had charcuterie and I think we ended up watching a movie. Maybe I don't remember, but
I don't remember either,
but it was really freaking fun. And that was our first date. It was all inside. It was all COVID. Like,
yeah, our first actual date was the sushi place in Uptown.
Wakame. And that was like way into dating.
Yeah.
Because COVID. So.
Yeah, it was at least 3 or 4 months, I think. Yes. Into dating.
I remember, and this is the last like reminisce on memories, but I remember I couldn't, basically Ariana's wedding was coming up. And Ariana and Joey were getting married. And I was like, I'm going to the Dominican I think we went in August or October. I don't remember what month it was.
Was it that late?
I think it was later in the year.
Oh, okay.
And I basically said, I'm like, I would love to have you come with me, but I'm not going to bring somebody that's not my significant other. That's just not happening. And like, we were so close at that. We were already so close. Like we're like hanging out every day. We're going to the lake every day. You know, it's very clear you like me and I like you. And then we, you booked a trip to Vegas in COVID.
Yeah. July.
In July. And we went there and we ate at Nobu. This is the cutest thing ever, by the way. That was like my first Nobu experience. Best food I've ever had in my whole life. We're at this, by the way, masked at the pool, which is bizarre. We're outside at the pool with a mask on. If you're in the water, you had to have a mask on. Yeah, I was like, what is happening? Anyway, they would have a mask patrol people if you were sitting outside the pool without your mask on.
Yeah, it's true.
That's crazy. Anyway, different time. We're not going back there. But we were sitting at Nobu having dinner and you were like, so I would really like to come to the Dominican.
Yeah, after I'd asked you out.
No, I don't think you, it was in the middle of it.
No.
Okay, well, you
told. Well, it was right after, because I remember you said yes, and then, like, so does that mean I get to come to the Dominican?
Oh, that is right. Okay, yeah. You're in the right order. That is totally right. But yeah, he asked me out there, and it was just, like, the most epic, fun memory ever.
Yeah.
Like, that just, like, it was like, the bar was set so high of anything I've ever had, ever before, that I'm like, this is completely different. Like, this feels completely different. It is completely different. There were good vibes. You make me better. Like, it, I mean, it was just like so much fun. We were always adventuring. We're always outside. We're always trying new foods and all the things. So that's just how I knew. It was just so much fun. You made me a better person, made me curious, and kind of put me in my place sometimes when I needed to be put in place.
You were only 23.
I was 23.
Which is also crazy to think about.
That is crazy. And I'm 28 right now. And it feels like we were together.
I was your age when we met.
Yeah. You were 29, actually.
But 29. Yeah. Well, give or take.
Yeah. Close enough.
Which is just... It is crazy to think about.
It is crazy because I remember we went to Vegas for your 29th, or sorry, for your 30th birthday. Yeah. And I came with all the boys.
All my aunts
so funny.
And, yeah.
I literally went to Vegas with all his guy friends, and then his mom and aunts came to like meet him because it was his 30th birthday, and we had so much freaking fun.
It was a great
weekend. So much fun with the boys. Like, if you're dating anybody where they think anything is weird, like, oh, you can't come with the words of boys trip. Like, it's like that wasn't our vibe at all. And that's why he's my person, because he's never like, you can't come because this is a guy thing, or like there's just behavioral things that I'm just like, okay, ew, that's a weird behavior that you've never had ever.
No,
you're just chilling. You're just
love
incredible.
You too,
so. I know, and I love your friends. They're like the most fun people ever.
I wouldn't invite you to like a golf
trip. I'd rather go, you know, to the
spot.
But
no,
something
more times than not. Yeah, why not? I don't get, it's not weird at all.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, how did you know I was the one?
I don't think you just... No, I do remember telling Mason, it might have even been the day I was like, yeah, I've been waiting for her.
Aww.
I don't think you know, there's not like any specific moment, but usually it's a compound of things that you realize. We're definitely on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
We like to do a lot of the same things.
That's true.
We have the same kind of food palette. We like a lot of the same foods. I think like in any good relationship, and especially ours, the things that I'm not good at, you're good at, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I never really understood why they say opposites attract until I kind of understood that. It's not like, you know, oh, this person is, you know, one thing and this person's the other. It's more just like a compliment of the things you wish you were better at. Like, you're really good at caring for people and talking to people. And when I'm in a really good space, I like doing those things, but you like bring out the things in me I wish I could bring out more. Mm-hmm. And I think probably vice versa.
Yeah, that's totally true. That's such a good way to put it. I feel like it just felt so different. You just have to know it's different. At first you're like, this is really different. I've never felt this before. And then it's almost like it feels so good, but you're not worried it's going to end. That's like how I equate the feeling. Like, I wasn't like, and every other thing I'd be like, oh, this is pretty good, but what if it ends? Oh my God. And then it'd be more about like, oh gosh, this, I'm so frantic about this and trying to like connect and like, do they like me and all this stuff. And it's like, I just knew you liked me and I liked you as much as I did. And you were expansive for me. And you never were like scared to tell me your feelings, or, you know, you do these little things. And I thought like, you know, let's say like you opened my door one time, but like, 3 weeks later, you left me cheese and flowers and chocolate before I went out because you're going to come pick me up. And I was going out with the girls. And then like, you know, just like it keeps happening where you show your love or say it, or, you know, acts of service. And I was like, I feel the same exact way. I'm the person that came in thinking I'm not going to get married. I'm never going to get married. I'm going to be solo dolo. Always keeping my last name, like totally a different mindset. And I was wrong. You can ask any of my friends, totally freaking wrong. It was like the first out of the larger like college group to get engaged even.
Really?
So yeah, or one of them.
Well, it's funny because in hindsight, I feel like you're going to end up being one of the last to get married.
I know. because we waited so long, or it's so air quotes, so
long.
It's
that long, but yeah.
I don't think it's that long either, but yeah, that was why. So anyway, that's how we kind of know, or how I knew too. And I don't know. It's just felt good. Like, I used to be the person that needed to be downtown and I got to go to happy hour. Oh my God. Doing things all the time. Always. I mean, remember me in the beginning?
Yeah, but you still, I think like anything, you're still always doing things. Just the things that you're doing change.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you've ever stopped doing things. Just your priorities change. The things that you like to do change.
Yeah, exactly. No,
you
know,
or you
just
do different things with a different person because you enjoy those more than whatever else. Like, I imagine you like going to dinner at Martina with me more than you do going to the Loop.
I would never go back to the Loop ever in my life.
You can go back.
I don't want to go back
at least once.
If I was with you and it was like your birthday and like or something like that, then fine, I'll go there. But I'm never going to be like, ah, it's a Saturday, let's go to the fucking Loop.
It's just that I think you're, not you specifically, but in general, your priorities change and people make time for the things that they want to do with the people they want to do them with.
Yeah. And when you have a built-in BFF.
Yeah, it's true. We are best friends.
So it's like, I can do whatever we want. I mean, we can be in bed and watch a movie.
I saw
an
Instagram reel the other day. I was like, it's really weird that my best friend is a girl. Like, yes. That my best friend is a boy. It's like, usually your best friend's like the one that you golf with all the time. It's like, yeah, my best friend's a girl.
That's so funny. I saw that. I think I saw that reel. Sorry, guys. We're like running around today. So I'm like, I got little yawns in me. And we're probably not as amped up and funny. And everyone keeps asking us, like, are you excited? Are you excited?
Yeah, super
I'm like,
excited.
Holy shit, we're so fucking excited, but we're not there yet. And we're like going down our to-do list today and like thinking about like, did we pack everything? Like, did we do everything? Are the kids okay? The kids meaning our fur children.
They should be okay.
They're okay now. But I'm just saying, like, we had so many things to do before we can say, yes, we're so excited.
Well, we're gone for a week and both of our families are gone for a week too. Normally,
yes,
we can lean on their grandparents or somebody to come stop by the house. Someone, but when everybody is also going to be gone for 4 or 5 days, that makes it a little bit different. So it'll be just fine.
Yeah, it will be. Okay, I want to go into some questions that people wrote in. And the first one is really intense. So I'm just going to read it.
Oh, geez.
Have you ever had 2 butter burgers in one day?
Yeah, for
sure. Can you guess who wrote that in?
Jacqueline.
No. Guess again.
Hannah Oborski.
No. Try again. One more.
And they say Butterbogus.
Butterbogus.
Just like that.
What do we?
Ivy. Yeah. Was it Ivy?
She's like, I wrote in your text box and it was a pretty intense question.
Yeah, I've had 2 Butterburgers recently, actually.
We're laughing because, guys, we went to our friend Felicia's wedding. Felicia and Colin, they're incredible. We went up to the wedding and on the way there, we got Culver's. And then when we had to drive home because we had another wedding the next day, we got Culver's on the way back. Yeah. So we had 2 Butterburgers in one day and I had a kid's meal twice, whatever.
It's fine. Culver's is great.
That's why we say it like that, because we were saying it so fast. We're like, 2 Butterburgers. Anyway, I'm dying. Okay. This question says, biggest learning curve when you started your relationship?
Learning curve.
Probably in how we see each other, like are each other is what I'm assuming.
We definitely had, I'd say it was more earlier on, the age gap. And that was kind of a learning curve for me.
Yeah.
Not in any like good or bad way, but it is different when you're dating somebody 5 years younger than you. I think the younger you are, the bigger that gap is.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you're 18 and 23, it's like, holy cow, that person just got out of high school and then that person is out of college. Like that's a big gap.
Seems weird.
When you're 55 and 50, it's like, oh, who cares about 5 years? It could be 15 years. For us, I was 29. So I was almost 30 and you were not that far removed from
when you're out of college.
College.
Basically.
So I think that was a big learning curve for me dating somebody that was like, oh my gosh, I really love and care about this person, but they're also like just getting out of college and like starting life and figuring out work and like living in uptown and like doing all that stuff that I remember when I did it, I was like, wow, this is a big part of life. Mm-hmm. You know, like I lived with my parents for a little bit and then I moved around to uptown and northeast and was just trying to like figure out what to do with my hands for a while. So that was probably the biggest learning curve for me.
Yeah, I think that it would make sense for you for sure, because I was literally like doing exactly what you did like 5 years after you did it, which is so bizarre because you're like, you had already gone through all the things I've gone through. And now looking back being like, oh my God, you are me a few years ago. That's crazy. I would say mine was, I think you think that things you see that you don't like are, oh my gosh, a problem. They need to be a big deal. But like everything is just not a big deal. Like I think that's what I learned. For example, you didn't like to go out as much as I did. No, duh, right? You're like 5 years older than me. Just like you, there was just that separation of things that you were like, I'm already grown out of it. And it wasn't like you were judging me for doing it. You're just like, I'm just grown out of it. I'm not going to come. Sorry. And I feel like you having those boundaries, I was like, what the heck at first, like so bothered by it, but it was the lesson that I needed to learn about boundaries and just like where I was headed was I think I realized I didn't like to do those things really that much either. I just was doing them because I was young and, you know, not maturing yet and so on and so forth.
It's not that you don't like to do them. You probably do like to do them at that age. I like to do them at that age.
I just never kinda, really like to do that though.
I think everybody matures and grows. Like I said earlier, your priorities change. So it's just a matter of, like they say, everybody grows up or matures at different, you know, stages and levels. And
yeah.
I remember being in high school or like in college, like people were getting married in college and like they can't wait to have kids. I'm like, holy cow, I am not there.
My God.
Right? It's going to be me later. But it just, everyone does it at a little different speed.
True. But it was just nice because our differences were not problems. They were actually like compliments to each other.
Yeah.
So I think that was my biggest learning curve because I didn't see that right away.
Yeah.
What did you learn about each other when you first moved in together?
I definitely learned and had to deal with your timeliness.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say my hair.
No.
That was also intense.
Your hair is also a little crazy.
Yeah.
I've okay. never well, seen so what? Much hair everywhere, but that's just
that's just fine. How it works.
I don't know. I definitely learned how you operate and how you go about
what? Your say schedule. It, just say it. What?
You're one of those people that's always late for everything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I am.
And I'm very much the opposite.
Yes.
And for anybody that is like type A or always like 5 minutes early is late, that's hard to like, that's a hard thing to get over.
I'm sorry. It still I'm can better be. Though.
You're so much better.
I'm way freaking better.
Yeah. And as I'm, somebody who's started a business, I think, and you're doing all the things you're doing now, you have to do those things.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've gotten a lot better.
Oh my God, I'm so much better. I mean, I'm not like perfect by any means, but I'm way better.
Way better.
I think the first thing I learned about him was actually, it's probably the inverse of that. The type A-ness was like intense for me at first because I like parked my car in your spot one time because like the guest spots were full and I forgot. And then you didn't have somewhere to park and you came up and you're like, why did you park in my spot? And in my mind, it was logical, but it was annoying. And I was like, oh my God. And then you're like, oh God, it's his face. You know, you just get like frantic because you're like, I'm type B, he's type A. I keep forgetting things and I'm leaving things. And then you get all wigged out. And I was wigged out. And that was probably something that I learned right away is like, I would leave things or like, I don't know, leave the stove on or something. Like
well, I mean, that could kill you. So
no, we don't but I'm do just, that. I'm giving you an example of like, and usually is actually a reflection of yourself because you're like, oh my God, I need to be better. Like this is actually, I'm bothered by him calling out my things because I need to be better and vice versa. Like you needed to be more flexible and I needed to be more rigid.
Yeah. I can always be more flexible.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Okay. How did you know he was the one you wanted to spend forever with? We kind of already answered that actually.
Yeah.
But that's why I already said he's the best. Do you guys struggle with one specific thing in your relationship?
I would say how I answer things literally is probably like when we argue, it's usually over something like that, which is,
it's not even what we're arguing
me
about.
Me being too literal because of my brain. I'm just trying to problem solve and you just want me to listen and say everything is okay. And yes. I just want to problem solve it and tell you how to fix it. And so usually the arguments will lead to that. And it's like something small and turns into something bigger. It's like, hold on, let's back up here. Are we problem solving right now? Or are we just,
it's never actually bad though. I mean, like we are, every human argues, every normal person argues, let's just be so real, but we still respect each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not, yeah. We always talk about the things we need to talk about before they become a big, like, whoa, that was a big blow up. But I will say that the literalness is tough for me.
Well, it's also hard. It's also hard for me too, because when I talk with you, I feel like I want you to come up with the solution so that it just doesn't happen again or whatever the instance. I'm like, why don't you think of it this way? Like why?
That's the difference sometimes in just different brains and not necessarily male and female, but I'm just saying like, yeah, I'm like, I just want to be like told it's okay. And like, you'd be like, yeah, F that guy or girl or whatever the heck. But you know what I mean? And then you're like, well, was it logic? I mean, did they? And I'm like, no, shush, no. Think about me right now.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time. You're
like, this person did this at work or at the gym. And I'll be like, well, did you deserve it? Or what did you do?
Lord of mercy.
What did you do to make that happen?
You know what? Shush it. Shush it up. Okay. Was there ever any doubts that you overcame?
I didn't. I think you did at one point.
Yes, actually, this is way old. Like, this is from a long time ago. But transparently, my doubt was that I would ever get married. And I think when you're maturing too, you have like this thought in your head of what it'll be. And I was worried that our like differences were going to be problems and end up being problems forever because you were rigid and I was not. And I was like, well, maybe that's us not getting along, but I just misclassified it. And I really sat with it and I was like, wait a minute. It
didn't go on too long.
No, I was like, wait a minute.
I would be like, babe, you're late. We got to go to dinner in 10 minutes. And you would say something like, oh, if you can't handle me being late for 10 minutes, maybe we shouldn't be together. And I'm like, no, those two things aren't the same.
Oh my God.
I would just like to get to our dinner reservation on time.
Sorry for who I was. That was a 5 years ago me. It's tough to hear it. It's tough to hear it, kids.
4 years ago.
But. 4 years ago. But no, I think also just like, feeling like you're different. I mean, we just were different in the beginning. And that's, what do you expect? It's a different person with a different brain, a different whole life past. And I just wanted to make sure because I was petrified of getting deep with somebody and then having myself get hurt. And that's like me not opening up. And then when you stop thinking about everything being somebody else's problem and you look in the mirror and you think, maybe I have opportunity to be better, then you're like, oh yeah. Oh shit. Okay. I'm going to try this again. And then you reapproach a situation or the person or the, you know, the relationship. And you're like, well, this is actually incredible. And that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
If anything, I mean, you know, people want to, you know, want probably something more, but there really isn't more. If anything is incredibly difficult, bothersome, you cannot find alignment, they're judgmental of you, they don't cheer you on. I mean, anything like negative that you'd get from a friend, if you're having that in a relationship, you really gotta think about who
people
you're
are
dating.
Always looking for something juicy. Like,
no, there's
yeah,
really
it was
kind of
hard to overcome her cheating on me a year or two, like, but I mean, that's 99% of the time that's not gonna happen.
It doesn't happen like that.
So.
Okay, we're going to kind of talk about wedding stuff and then we'll wrap up because we promised we would only do a 30 minute episode.
We got Sweet Green.
And we have
coming.
So many things. Yeah, we've got Sweet Green probably sitting outside the front door right now. And we have so many things to pack.
Shout out Sweet Green. That'd be a great sponsorship.
God, I would love to have them sponsor me. I used to work with them a lot. Really? They just kind of like cut budget and different things. So hopefully they'll re-pick me up because love ya. This person's asking how we're handling finances post-wedding. And I will say, like there's two levels of this.
Hope and pray
that we're not broke, except we are. Well, I will say, I think they're probably asking about our finances. And the truth of the matter is we conjoined those a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't even know when.
I mean, we basically sit down once a month and go through our, what we call the household budget.
Yep.
And then we both have our own, call it personal spending, but we put, we have a checking account for basically everything that keeps the lights on, which is mortgage, car payments. We're fortunate we don't have the like mortgage, car payments, internet, cell phone, like all that stuff. And then we have another joint bank account for like all of our joint spending, which would be just stuff we have to buy for the house, food for the animals.
Literally anything like
groceries.
Yeah,
stuff life that we do together. And then we have our own spending accounts. And then we're setting goals to be able to, you know, save up and pay down other debts and things. And then I think we said we're going to try and wait at least a year before having little chickens or babies. Mm-hmm. So in that year, we'll try and save and prep for the next phase of life.
I think we'll save for a year and then I want to start traveling and then we can start trying, I guess. You know what I mean? Like I want to travel and we'll be able to travel this next year because I have big goals for myself and my business. And I know you do too, babe. I'm just speaking for myself. But like, I really have big goals and what I want to create. And I'm not going to stop until I do it. So
yeah,
sorry about it. So I already know that I'm going to be able to, but like, also I hate to say it, but that's part of finances too, is you got to believe and you got to act. You got to believe that you can get out of the debt, do the thing, pay it off, whatever.
Plan. You have to plan.
Yes.
I think your biggest thing you realize and what I realized a while ago, but then it's become a staple, is you have to write it down. Like if you only make X amount per month and you actually put it down and look at what you have to spend money on and you're only going to have Y left over, it starts to change your decisions about what you do
and your
how
priorities.
You spend your money and your priorities. Yeah.
Like, where do I spend my time and energy? Like we were talking about the other day, and I won't go into this, but I'm going to have a business episode. But like, I was creating the podcast with no lead magnet, not really making money, not prioritizing like sponsorships. And then like, it was just like chaos. It was just chaos. And I had to be like, wait a minute. Where can I actually supplement my income if I leave my full-time job? The agency. Where does 90% of my energy need to go? The agency. Doesn't mean these are stopping over here, but it just means that I need to shift and figure out how the hell I'm going to move forward. And you always help me with all of that. Yeah. That's part of like something that I don't have strength-wise is you have taught me so much about business and like, I mean, skills that I don't have operationally. It's different type of strategic skills that I don't have. Like I'm very creative and like big thinking and like think outside the box. That's my like favorite thing to practice. And like, that's the muscle I like to squeeze the most. And
other CEOs and CFOs.
Yes. I will be the CEO. You'll be the CFO. Cause I don't want to touch that thing with a pole. I look at a spreadsheet. Yeah. I'm like, he's like, it's right there. Look at it. I'm like, I'm scratching my head. I'm like, I don't really understand it though. Remember? I thought my money was disappearing. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't.
It's just going somewhere else. That's
it was
all.
Just going somewhere else. So anyway, he's helped me with that so much. Okay. Wedding talk. And then we need to go actually pack seriously. So we are so excited. We leave tomorrow. We fly to Arizona. So Monday, we're staying at least till Monday. Honestly, I'm going to be so jazzed up tomorrow morning because I can't wait to get a freaking coffee at the airport and literally like fly to Arizona. What? This is so much fun.
Yeah, we're going for our wedding.
I know. Whoa. Finally. So the week is kind of as this goes. We're going to work out on Monday. We're going to meet with Beatrice on Tuesday, I think, actually. So tomorrow must be with our
tomorrow
DJ.
Tomorrow we're meeting with the DJ.
Yes. Yep. We're meeting Chris. Him. Just get a vibe. He's such a vibe. And then...
check into the hotel.
Later.
Relax. Oh, it's 4:00. It's not crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
It's not that late. Yeah. But then like we'll find... I don't know. Find something to eat, I'm sure.
And go then see Stu. Stop by Stu's house.
Probably
the gym.
See Eva. And then Tuesday we meet with our wedding planner. You golf.
I'm golfing in the morning.
You got me a massage. Thank you for doing that, by the way, so that I can drop into my body and not be so stressed from work stuff. And then do we have anything Tuesday? I don't remember.
We're going to do all the alcohol shopping like all of the, I mean, basically all the stuff that we've shipped to Arizona. Yeah. We got to pick up and get, because my parents get in town. They're getting to their Airbnb. So we got to get like all of the stuff for the venue to their place. That's Tuesday.
Well, we don't have to move anything from Beatrice's.
No, but like from Stu's. I got stuff at Stu's. Remember all the accessories?
Yes, that's right. Oh my God.
Yeah, and then he has some alcohol there. We're going to have to go to Costco for alcohol. We're just going to have to like get that stuff there.
Holy shit. They better be ready to be wiped out.
And then Wednesday is our rehearsal or walkthrough.
Walkthrough in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I'll go get a spray tan. Don't worry, I won't look scary, I swear to God. And then we have, I'm so excited. We have a family dinner.
Family
with
dinner.
His family and my family. And we're going to our favorite restaurant, Steak 44. I literally cannot wait to eat their cream of frickin' rice, their creme brulee, cream of
corn creme brulee.
Corn creme brulee, whatever. And steak. Oh my God. Yep. And their frickin' bread. Oh, Jesus, criminy. I'm like, I can't wait.
Family dinner Wednesday, because then basically Thursday, Friday, Saturday become a blur.
I know. Literally that Thursday's like trial makeup.
Evan's your trial doing my makeup. Hair. We've got 16 guys getting into town golfing. You're doing your hair.
Yep. I'll probably see our welcome my party. I'll probably work out in the morning, see my friends. Then we have welcome party. And then we have a smaller group dinner.
Yeah,
that's groom's like the groom's dinner, basically. And then
Friday's
the wedding. And yes, here's some hot takes. We're sleeping together the night before. Call it bad luck. I don't freaking care. We already live together. I don't want you to go. Where are you going to go? Like stay with your parents?
In the
like,
same bed every night for 4 years.
Yeah. So. I'm like, I'm not going to sleep well if you're not
I'll leave early in the morning. I'll go find something to do.
I'll probably get coffee with my girlfriends when you get up.
I'll go work out or play nine holes or I don't know, but I'll figure it out.
I'll do some lat raises too. You bet your ass.
Fine.
You know that video where the girl's like doing some curls right before she walks down the aisle?
Yeah.
Like, you bet your ass I'm going to be doing
that. That's you.
Okay. 100%. Are you kidding me? I'm going to get my shoulders look so freaking good. Shout out Sid Samborski who's made these shoulders look freaking fantastic. But yeah, and then everyone's like, are you doing a brunch after? No. God, no. I love you all so much. I'm so happy you're coming to the wedding.
We're a little different. We're having an after party. So we're going to be up pretty late.
Yeah,
got a friend throwing us a after party. So
guys, it's going to be so freaking epic. I can't wait to tell you about it after, but it's literally going to be, it's like a DJ'd after party, like a legit DJ coming to a house, house party. I can't even think of a better way to end it. Like, how freaking perfect
Nick's
is that?
Nick's a DJ and he's got a friend willing to do it. So
yeah, so I'm so excited. And then no, we're not doing brunch. Like I was saying, I love you all. Go have your hungover breakfast by yourself. We will be isolating. We will be having our probably breakfast in bed or Uber Eats it or whatever. Maybe I'll make somebody bring it to us.
Yeah.
And then we'll go get massages and then we'll have our first night of dinner and drinks as a married couple in Arizona.
Be great.
And then Sunday morning we'll do whatever we're feeling, whatever our heart desires.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like our mini moon. We're going to, our goal, crossing our fingers, is to go to Australia and New Zealand in December, January. Because one, that we've heard the New Year's is epic there. Two,
it's the first place in the world New Year's happens is Sydney.
And it's summer.
And it's summer. Yeah.
And we were like, we want to go somewhere epic. We love Europe, but we're like, we have been so blessed to be able to go there already once. So we're like, let's go somewhere like really outside the box for us. We thought about like maybe Japan, you know, like something like outside the box like that. It's meaning far flight is really what I'm saying. And so we thought Australia, how freaking sick.
Australia, New Zealand.
I'm so excited.
See where they film Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. New Zealand. Oh, my God. New Zealand. That's right.
New Zealand's beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be incredible.
From what I've seen. Never been there, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't wait to see it. But yeah, we're freaking jazzed. What is your like most excited element of the day or week that you are?
I mean, I'm honestly excited for all of it. The main thing is I'm excited on Friday, like at your wedding. I mean, obviously not everybody can be there, but close to all of your favorite people and friends and family are in one place for one day celebrating you. I think my thing, like quote unquote thing, I'm most looking forward to is the groom's dinner on Thursday because I won't be as maybe stressed or like I feel like Friday I got to stick to a schedule and it's a lot. Like Thursday I just kind of get to relax and see everybody and talk to everybody and have a good dinner at a place that's a good vibe. So
yeah, I know it's gonna be so perfect. I think I'm honestly one of the most excited parts. I'm really excited for our family dinner too. Like, I just feel like it's perfect. Like, it's like family only, close friends, all of our perfect friends. And I also like, if you're invited to my wedding, our wedding, but like I'm saying from my point of view as a friend, like you are special to me. So it's like that, the fact that those people are there, those are our people.
And I also didn't realize how many people like haven't been to Arizona. I'm really excited that.
Sorry, one of the one cats of our animals, is
trying to get in. Yeah, I'm really excited themselves. People get to see Arizona because we love it and we love spending time there. And so I'm like, October is one of the best months to be in Arizona. It's going to be great weather. It looks like it's going to be between 80 and 100.
I know.
Every day, and it's a little dry heat. It's not crazy heat.
People can go to the pool.
Great food, great just vibes everywhere, great weather. I'm glad that people get to see it. Like that. It's like when people come here in July and they get to experience Minneapolis and it's best. Like
and we get to show them that.
Arizona in October is its best, like, in my opinion.
This
so
is sick. We're like, we come here, we like it a lot.
Just don't
this
come to Minneapolis in January. Come in June or July and you'll be happy.
And then you'll like it, I swear. Yeah.
Like you don't want to go to Scottsdale in July.
No, God, no.
130 degrees and not fun.
No, it's hot as hell. It literally burns your tires. It's like the worst thing in the world. So don't do that. But it'll be beautiful. Day of, I'm most excited for the moment. I'm most excited for is when they open the doors and you. I'm a little intimidated by the other eyes, but all I'm going to notice is looking at you standing up there because we're not doing a first look.
Yeah, we're not.
And we're doing our vows in front of everyone.
When you come out and read you my vows.
Yeah.
Next time you record, you'll be married.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
You'll be my wife.
I love that. Now you can do it and it's legit.
My wife.
I know. So yeah, we just got the jitters. We're really excited. I don't know. I don't have anything that is like weighing on me or making me, you know, people are like, what are you like? How are you? I'm like, I'm great. I just need to get through my to-do list.
2 years. So yeah, we're ready at this point.
Transparently. Did I plan it out? Like, well, I think, could I have ordered things earlier? For sure. I for sure could have been like, for sure. Getting like
that.
Well, I meant like I was being funny. Like I for sure could have ordered shit earlier. No, like the freaking welcome sign or the wedding sign gets there. Like I think Thursday or something,
but it's going to get really there and it's going to be great. Though.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I don't really care. Everyone's like, don't worry about the details, just relax. I'm like, I actually don't care. I just want it to be a vibe. So yeah, you ready?
I think they're here.
Okay. wear sweet greens here. And our animals are getting a little stir crazy. But babe, I love you.
I love you more.
This is our last episode as fiancés. We can't say it anymore. And I'm very excited to marry you. So let's go do this thing.
All right. Love you.
Talk to you guys later.